After Jesus had fed all those people that picnic of bread and fish, thousands of people, he was really eager to have some time alone with God to pray. And so he told his disciples to get in their boat and go to the other side of the lake. And he told all the people that it was time for them to go home to their houses. And they went. Took a long time, but pretty soon everybody was gone. Jesus was alone, and he started hiking up a mountain. And he climbed way up to the top of a mountain, and he began to pray to God. While he was doing that, the disciples had got their boat out into the middle of the lake, and then a huge and terrible wind started to blow, and they were being tossed and sloshed all around in that boat out in the middle of the lake. And they were trying their hardest to get somewhere, but they weren't making any headway. Some of them were having to scoop water out of the boat and throw it over the side. Some of them were using the oars to try to paddle the boat and get somewhere. Some of them were trying to adjust the sails. That boat was stuck in a storm, and there they were, feeling sicker by the minute with the seasickness and the terrible wind and the water flat all around, and it was dark in the middle of the night. They didn't know what to do, and the hours passed, and finally they looked up. It was getting near morning, but really it hadn't even started to get light yet. They saw somebody walking across the water toward them, and it scared them. They were so scared they started to scream. Look, it's a ghost, they said. Well, Jesus didn't want them to be afraid, so right away he said, take heart, don't be afraid, it's me. Well, they heard his voice, but they couldn't really be sure that it was him. It was dark. They were on a lake. He was walking on the water. How could they be sure? So Peter said, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you across the water. And Jesus said, okay, come on then. So Peter climbed right out of the boat, and he started to walk toward Jesus. And he took several steps. And then all of a sudden he remembered that terrible wind that was blowing all around him, and he started to sink. He was up to his knees and up to his waist and up to his chest, and he called out, Lord, save me. I'm sinking. Save me. And well, that would be something to worry about too if there were sharks. So Jesus reached out a hand, and he pulled Peter up, and he said to him, you with a little bit of faith, why did you even doubt? And he helped him get back in the boat. And the wind stopped blowing and the waves stopped sloshing and everything was calm again. And Jesus was in the boat with his friends. So let's join hands now and we'll say a prayer. Dear Lord, help us to recognize your face, to hear your voice, and to put our trust in you. Sometimes there are things in life that make us feel like we're sinking, Lord, and in those times, help us to remember that our faith is well-founded. When we trust in you, you will never fail us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.